Well, you know that I'm not going to open from Proverbs this morning, don't you? Mm-hmm. So I reached into Romans and I got a verse out of the reading for today, and it's Romans 4:25. And let's take a look at it in the King James. It says, "Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." Who's it talking about?
Jesus.
Jesus, amen. For our justification, just as if it never happened, right? Oh, he's so good. Romans 4:25 in the NIV says, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." And from Young's Living Testament, "Who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised up because of our being declared righteous." And NRSV, "Who was handed over to death for our trespasses and was raised for our justification." And the Message, "The sacrifice Jesus made us fit for God and set us right with God."
Amen.
I love it. Charles Wesley, in his notes for verse 25, looks like this: "Who was delivered to death for our offenses as an atonement for them, and raised for our justification to empower us to receive that atonement by faith." Empower us to receive his atonement. We can confess our sins, can't we? But we have to receive.
Yes, we do.
And even he sends us the empowerment to be able to receive what he's done for us. Matthew Henry says, "It's plain that we are not justified by the merit of our own works, but by faith in Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Jesus did meritoriously work for our justification and salvation by his death and passion, but by the power and perfection thereof with respect to us depend on his resurrection. By his death he paid our debt. In his resurrection he received our acquittance. When he was discharged, we in him and together with him received the discharge."
Yes,
from the guilt and punishment of all our sins.
Yes.
Woo! Yes! This is working right into communion this morning, isn't it? Huh? Amen. He did it for us. And our sins, our guilt and punishment were discharged. Amen. J. Vernon McGee states, "That is faith, not only in the death of Christ, but also in his resurrection." Then he quotes Matthew Henry. I love it, so you're going to hear this twice. "In Christ's death, he paid our debt. In his resurrection, he took out our acquittance." God justifies those who believe in the death and resurrection of Christ.
Yes,
how wonderful is this? Have you gone that far with God? Have you really? Have you gone that far to receive what he's done for us?
Amen.
I hope so. We need to believe in
yes.
him. Let's stand and let's say this beautiful, wonderful, life-giving verse from the Message translation. The sacrifice Jesus made us fit for God, set us right with God. Is that something to be happy about?
It is.